From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region.
Clear cutter now, sell it to someone who would. Trade my arms for the timber, my soul for the pulp if I could. For the old family farm, I'd fight all the demons in hell. My farm ain't for sale. Chainsaws and skitters and men with foul mouths. Cut them all down, never bothered to sort it all out. A man smiled at me and said, your check's in the mail. My farm ain't for sale. Yeah, your farm ain't for sale. Well, I'm still back in sight selling, and I ain't big enough to grow corn. But the creek still sings love songs. In there with me, yeah, it's in there with me.
Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Jericho Woods. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Chicks never came in my farm, sits barren and sad. So I load up my pistol, I'm pressing my papa and dad. Sending myself straight to hell. My farm's up for sale. My farm's up for sale. My farm's up for sale. My farm's up for
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Red Barn Radio is now in our 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 646th live concert performance. Tonight, we present Jericho Woods. Kentucky has always been known for bluegrass and bourbon, but the roots of Jericho Woods run deeper than that. Jericho Woods is one part Grand Ole Opry, one part Muscle Shoals, a big dash of 90s country, and still 100% Kentucky. With influences ranging from the 80s and 90s country, southern rock, roots rock, folk, straight up rock and roll, and bluegrass, Jericho Woods takes the best of all of those and crafts some really great music, plain and simple. We are very pleased to welcome Jericho Woods to the Red Barn stage.
Gonna do some wrong things.
Barn Radio's Brad Buckley.
Thanks, Renee.
Woo. Hey, Brad.
You guys got any fast tunes you'll be playing later on? Josh.
Nice music.
Man, it's happening.
It's a collective, a redneck collective.
It's a
I was going to say it was a collision.
Sometimes.
And you guys are cousins. Cousins how?
Our granddads were first cousins, and they were more like brothers. Huh. They grew up always together. So.
And then Paul and I have known each other
since he was a baby. So.
But we had different musical paths. Paul played bluegrass, and I was in a kind of like a southern rock band in college, and I tried to get him, hey, come play with us. He's like, no, thanks.
Like, that ain't no part of nothing right there.
But anyway, I was like, man, I've got these songs, and I'd really like to work them up, but they're not for this other band. You know, maybe it's something solo. So I had Paul come in, a couple other people come in.
I thought it was going to sound like Widespread Panic, man. I was excited.
I
thought it was going to be a jam band. I came to the first practice smelling like patchouli.
Truth of the matter is that I've always tried to write, like, Foo Fighter songs, and they still come out sounding like, you know, just some hillbilly from middle of Kentucky. So here we go. We're in a country band.
There you go.
It's a sinking creek floating bonfire night. I'm gonna wrap my arms around you, right over my baby tight. It's just you and me, and that's all right. 'Cause it's a singing creek floating bonfire night. I wanna let the moonshine rain down upon us. The stars have been like candles in the sky. I wanna see the flames reflected, dancing in your eyes. 'Cause it's a singing creek floating bonfire. Facing spring, already threw a blanket down, so we don't need a thing. See the lights on Pilot Ridge fade out of sight. It's a singing creek floating bonfire night. I wanna let the moonshine rain down upon us. The stars have been see the flames reflected, dancing in your eyes. 'Cause it's a singing creek floating bonfire night. All right, Anna.
Close your eyes with us for a minute. We'll be right back. Miss Aaron Martin on the guitar tonight.
That last song, that was something else. I really enjoyed that. Sinking Creek was awesome. A great bass line, Paul.
That's a great place, man. Sinking Creek, if it was about 3 miles longer, it would be a river. It just doesn't quite make it to river length, but it runs almost the whole of Breckenridge County.
It goes underground for a while.
Originates, nobody really knows what county. It's either Meade or Hardin or Breckenridge where the spring comes up. Branches of our family have lived on it forever, before the Great War. So Sinking Creek's pretty special though.
It's time to buy some of it, Paul.
I'm working on that.
Yeah. So this is Breckenridge County.
Yes, sir, Breckenridge County.
Okay, and you two guys are, what do we got there? Yeah, we're right looking there. At a terrific bicep right now.
It's not much of a bicep, but
no, it's a good bicep
there.
Too. The tattoo with Breckenridge County highlighted.
Yeah, in case they can find me on the side of the road, they know where to take me.
Good.
A boy like to hunt and fish, kind of boy to help you on your farm. Jimmy had a job to make ends meet, cause daddy had a best of arm. Jimmy probably never go to college, Jimmy have to work until the day he died. Probably never get out of his little town, no matter how hard he tried, no matter how hard he tried. All he ever wanted was to leave his town. So many things just to held him down. Makes a man wonder if you ever make it out alive. Jimmy got a baby mama, and Jimmy gotta pay for his big old truck, and Jimmy got a 9-to-5er that don't ever pay near enough. Got into drugs and a drinking, and Jimmy and a different girl every night. Jimmy got a chip on his shoulder, always looking for a fight, always looking for a fight. Working like a devil and just get by, patience running low when the bills are high. Makes a man wonder if you ever make it out alive. Jimmy gotta pay for his big old sins, and Jimmy got a little bitty baby he ain't ever gonna see again. 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 La 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 la.
Paul, when you were on the program last, it was with Katie?
Well, I don't know.
And were you playing an upright bass? There's another question for
you. Yeah, I played all the times I have been here previously, I played upright bass. I actually played guitar on one gig in an old-time band. I think it was Whistling Rufus. I think I filled in for their guitar player out of Louisville. And I think I played guitar on that gig.
You guys do some great singing together.
That harmony singing is, I'm more fascinated by that than I am anything else in the world, I believe.
And you get to do more of that with this outfit, Paul, than you have with prior groups with, you've been with?
When I was out playing bluegrass, if you didn't sing a part, you probably didn't get hired.
Mm-hmm.
So you were expected to show up, play the tunes, and sing a part. With this, I liken it almost to the Leuven Brothers, because it was just the two of them, and they swapped parts constantly. So sometime I might sing a tenor part to Josh and then go and sing a baritone note underneath of it it's a lot. There's freedom with just the two of us. Whereas in bluegrass bands, I usually had to sing baritone. It was three parts.
Yeah,
moving
right.
Moving into the music theory part of the program.
Josh and I are from the same place, so we have the same accent. We have the same diction. And that makes it so much easier.
Kind of like the Everly Brothers. You know, you couldn't really tell either one apart when they sang together. It was kind of like it just vibrated.
Because, you know, like Don Rich had to learn to mimic Buck Owens. He had to learn to talk like Buck, and he had to learn to sing like Buck. Because he was from Seattle, and Buck was from, you know, Texas, Oklahoma.
And he did it.
And they did it perfectly. I mean, it was the best, one of the best duets ever. But with us, we haven't had to study it because we have the exact same, and we're from the same place. I might have a little bit more of a draw than Josh, but it's pretty much the same.
Now, this ain't the first time, and it won't be the last time. Been burned by the neon and trapped by the white lines of words that I've said. So often fall on a dead ears. And I keep on yelling, sometimes I'm screaming. The road keeps on calling, and the bright lights keep beaming. Sometimes I wonder. Maybe whispers are all that they hear. But the songs keep on coming, and I keep on playing, and people keep shaking their heads. Chasing the sunset and bathing in moonlight, and wake up alone in my bed. Being a mom and a dad can be easy, but she don't complain. There's waves as I pull out the drive. She says you need this, do it for your babies. I walk past all of the no's and the maybes. Keep telling your story, that's what keeps you alive. The road keeps on going, and babies keep growing, and she just stands there by the door, waiting for some bolt of lightning to save me, so she don't have to worry no more. No one will care when I'm dead, and we don't have too long here on top of the ground. I won't let looking for one perfect sound. No one will care when I'm dead, and we don't. Just keep on looking for one perfect sound. I won't let it go to my head. I'm just looking for one perfect sound.
When you hear a melody, can you sing a harmony on
Absolutely.
It immediately?
We've right. had people try to, like, let me sing the third part. And you're like, okay, go. It's like if you grew up singing harmony, you don't think about it. He goes low, I go high. You know, it's uncanny, I think, in musical, you know, families. But
I don't hear, like, standard written harmony. I hear more modal harmony. Uh-huh. Like I hear what Jack Cook would sing over Ralph Stanley. Uh-huh. A lot of the Ralph Stanley is probably my biggest singing influence. I certainly don't have his range. He had a much higher voice, but the way he heard harmonies, or the way the Osborne Brothers stacked with Bobby singing high lead and Sonny singing low tenor and Dale Sledd singing the baritone, that's how I hear harmony. I hear bluegrass harmony.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the rock bands that I like sound like bluegrass bands when they sing. So.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Jericho Woods, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Jericho Woods after this break. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.